Welcome to Country Roads, a scenic driving tour of Gallia County. We'll start here at the Bob Evans Farm in Rio Grande. Turn right on Route 588 towards Rio Grande. Is not your typical one, for we will be discovering more than just the architecture and scenery along the route. We will also be exploring the history of this area and listening to its people.
Country roads is timed to match standard speed limits. If you drive approximately 5 miles less than the posted limits, you should be at the sites we're discussing on the tape.
At several points along the route, we will announce the checkpoints, so you can adjust your speed to match the tape.
Check your printed map for the checkpoint locations. You will hear this tone and be told where you should be. If you are not at that spot yet, just stop the tape until you arrive there. The tour turns left at Route 325 and goes through the college town of Rio Grande. It's Rio Grande, not Rio Grande. And according to local legend, there's a good reason why.
In 1845, the village was petitioning the United States Postal Service to be Adamsville Post Office, but it was refused because there was another Adamsville. A local man, Sylvester Wood, opened his newly arrived newspaper to the headline that fighting had broken out along the Rio Grande River. He felt that no other town would have that for a name.
He was right. The Postal Service accepted it as the official name for the village.
The college started in 1876 as a Baptist college. The first graduation ceremony in 1883 boasted 4 recipients. Today, there are more than 2,000 students attending the University of Rio Grande and Rio Grande Community College.
Many of the students who attend college in Rio Grande are from this area. The county is still largely agricultural, although many people are employed by the medical and mental health industries. But in the early part of the 1800s, there was another industry that prospered in this part of Gallia and further north in Jackson County. It is the Hanging Rock Iron Region. These hills were rich in iron ore and in the coal that was needed to process the iron. In the 19th century, it was one of the country's major producers of iron ore.
One major immigrant group that settled here was the Welsh. Local historian Bess Grace.
The reason they settled in this area is because it's exactly like Wales. They knew what to do with the land. This area is called the Hanging Rock Iron Ore Region, and after 1840, probably, people came because they had discovered iron ore. And in fact, they were the biggest producers of iron ore in the United States. There was a larger percentage of Welsh in this part of Gallia County and the eastern part of Jackson County than anywhere else in the United States, just because of the iron ore region. They did coal mining and slate mining in Wales. And then when the furnaces closed, the people went back to farming.
The Welsh brought with them not only their knowledge of mining, but also their traditions, their strong sense of community, and their love of music.